The legislature has advanced a contentious education bill that would allow parents to opt out of standardized tests and certain school curricula. KSKA's Zachariah Hughes reports.
Senate Bill 89 aims to increase the authority of parents in directing a child's education within Alaska schools. The measure allows parents to opt their children out of standardized tests and educational programming dealing with sexual health. Wasilla Republican Mike Dunleavy is the bill's main sponsor.
Any type of questionnaire, we believe, the school district should school should get permission from parents before they survey their child. And again, it's our contention that parents should be informed so that they make informed decisions.
Dunleavy told the committee the measure also includes provisions limiting what kinds of health care providers can work with school districts.
If the purpose of that person being on campus in the school during school hours interacting with children is to educate them on human reproduction, human sexuality, and their association is a direct line with an abortion provider, they would not be allowed to do that under this bill.
Opt-out provisions put federal school funding in jeopardy when standardized testing falls below a 95% threshold. That is already starting to happen in some parts of Alaska, where local school districts have enacted opt-out rules of their own. This year, the Haines School District had 12 students whose families objected to standardized tests, putting it below the federal level. The district is currently waiting to hear what this could mean for its funding. Susan McCauley of the Alaska Department of Education says that while some of the state's 54 school districts currently have local provisions opting out, SB 89 could result in a massive funding loss for the state as a whole.
The U.S. Department's concern is that that may mask underperformance of students, therefore not meeting the stated purpose of those title funds. The total funding for those programs is $96,758,000.
The committee's lone Democrat, Senator Bill Willikowski of Anchorage, raised extensive concerns over the bill's intent. SB 89 now moves on to the Rules Committee. KHNS's Emily Files contributed reporting from Haines, and in Juneau, I'm Zachariah Hughes.